welcome to Ingrid Speaks, the second podcast in the series of many. And today I have with me a very special guest, and her name is
Paige MacDonald.
And Paige, what relationship do you have with me, the podcast lady?
Well, I would say that you're my birth giver, but we can say mum, you know.
Well, that's short nice form.
Yeah.
Very nice of you to call me that.
You're welcome.
And that having been said, Paige and I were sitting around having a conversation about what topic we wanted to talk about, and a very interesting one came up. I thought, you know what? Let's go with it. And so it has to do with
The dating scene. The dark tunnel with no light at the end.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I think we have to do an introduction first, like with regard to the dating scene, because I'm not dating. I'm married.
Yeah.
But
you're lucky.
You are in the dating scene. And I think let's talk about some of the background first of what we need to know so that we can critique the dating scene. So,
well, I think a good background to note is that I'm a 6-foot-tall female living in a world where every man is, to be generous, maybe 5'10".
Okay.
And yeah. It's not exactly easy. Especially when it comes to dating apps. I mean, for me, it's just like, you know, the pictures of dead animals. Just, I don't really understand where you're gonna, you know, draw attention from a female with that. But, I also just think that it's not, our generation just doesn't want... What's a good way to put this? Like, they just don't want commitment.
Okay, so let me backtrack here for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to say, apart from that you're 6 feet tall, I think it's important to say a little bit about your background, like as in how old you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, I'm 21.
And what's your lifestyle right now? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it's like at one of those points, like I'm just graduating from Fanshawe College, and I'm kind of at that, like, it's like a limbo where it's kind of like, you know, where do I go from here? So it's like difficult to navigate, especially with another person involved. But I feel like this is like one of the key parts of your life where, like, you can't really do it alone. It's really hard to do alone because, you know, it's just like companionship that, like, helps you kind of navigate. And just, like, gives you kind of more certainty.
Okay. So, like, let's go this way. In a perfect world,
mm-hmm.
what kind of a man, and I use that phrase probably very loosely, what kind of a man are you looking for? Like, what is it that you look for in the other person?
I think a big thing that I've kind of really been wanting is just someone who's stable, who isn't like it for me, like, I mean, like, let's be real, looks do play a part. We can say they don't as much as we like, but they do play a part at the end of the day. But it's more of like just a stable person who, you know, is just not gonna kind of waver between other people and like do something to sabotage something. And it just seems like, personally to me, it just seems that, I mean, the options are endless. And it goes both ways. It's not just men, it's also women. But it just, like, sometimes it's just kind of like you're in this candy store and everybody has this huge basket and they're just picking whatever they want, and like they just don't factor in like the calories or the sugar and stuff like that. Like, it's never, nobody really genuinely wants a connection.
Okay. So, that having been said, what type of individuals have you dated so far?
Well, this is where things get a bit tricky. I don't know. I value drive a lot too. Like, I want someone who wants to accomplish things and who doesn't just like land a job and just like that's it. You know, that's the rest of my life because it's dull, it's boring. So I mostly dated athletes, some professional, some. I don't even know how to categorize that, but I've kind of because they have that drive and they put that drive into their sport, and so you think it would replicate outside of the sport. But I mean, athletes, they have the world at their hand, or so it's been made out that way. So it's kind of like if they don't like one thing well, they know that there's someone else who's going to put up with it. So.
Yeah, I can see where that would bother you. I mean that's difficult. I know some of the individuals that you have dated, and you're right. They are if you were to put them in a certain group, they've always been told yes, very seldomly heard no. Some have gone on to the professional world, and they find that if one walks out the door, the next one walks in the door. And even though they have professed their devotion, in the end, the devotion is very short-lived. And so I get that. When you are seeking somebody to date, we already know what you're looking for in that person. What is it that you're finding is a consistent problem with the guys that you're dating now? And I can say this because I know from having conversation with you, they're either your age or 1 year older than you or 1 year younger than you. And what do you find is a consistent issue with them?
I think immaturity speaks volumes. I just think that, it's not how it used to be where it was like for you and dad. It's you guys are brought up in an era where stability, you look at your parents and it's not 50 people, it's one or it's two, right? Like it's never been, because you find genuine connection with people and you're like, oh, I actually like this person. But it's kind of like it's taken, I don't know what it's pretty much gone the way of like you're good looking. It's very surface. And I think that's just really immature because at the end of the day, like if you had that maturity to realize that it's not just surface appeal, it's also internal, then like you would realize, okay, like, yeah, like this is a good person and like, they're well spoken and stuff like that. And it's not that like, I'm a bad looking person. Nice. I'm not trying to be cocky, but it's just like, it just, at the end of the day, it's whoever can outdo the next person. And it hasn't, I mean, and I can also talk about the whole femininity stance of things is that, everybody is trying to one up one. Everybody, right? And it's just like, at the end of the day, you have to realize that, you can get fake nails, you can get fake eyelashes, you can get Botox, you can get fillers, you do whatever you want, but it's gonna still be you at the end of the day, and that's what's gonna matter. Because no amount of no amount of Botox or fillers or like what I just said is gonna change your personality. Like you are who you are, right? And it's kind of just like who, like immature people do not value that. They value, oh, is this person gonna look good on my arm? Or, is like, can I bring them home? And like, they're just gonna be quiet, say nothing, and like, they're gonna be good looking. And it's like, okay, well, like, are they gonna come home with you? And like, spark a conversation with your family and have some good laughs and stuff. And it's just like that never seems to be kind of like the biggest thing at play. So that for me is that's immaturity.
So, that having been said, why do you think it is that guys are like around your age are like that? What is it that makes them like that?
I think it's a lot of I think the internet and technology has had a big effect on it. I think just, dating apps, like a touch of your hand, you can have a new girl, right? And it's like, okay, that's great and all, but like, wouldn't it be nice to meet somebody out in real life and just stumble across and be like, oh, this person's actually really cool. Like, I do value them. But now it's like, I always say it's like Amazon, Like, oh, I'll put this one in my checkout, I'll put that one in my checkout. But like, am I gonna purchase anything? Right? Like, it's just like your basket, like your cart is full, but you don't have enough money, as in, you don't have enough, like I said, maturity to press the like checkout, to purchase these things. You don't
Right.
have that. And I also think that it's just like, I think that we've also given a platform to men for so long now that it's like kind of come down the cycle of like they are superior or whatever it is, especially in like with the athletes. It's like, and I'll just say this right how it is. It's hockey, right? Especially in Canada, we give these guys such a platform that they think that they are pretty much, you can't touch them, right? And it's at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, that's like cool and all, you can have that standpoint, but someone's gonna knock you down the totem pole, and or you're gonna age out of like wherever you're playing. You're gonna look around you and you're gonna go, shit, I'm a washed up athlete now. I have nothing else to give. Who's gonna want me, right?
Right.
And it's like, we come to the age, like I'm 21, like you come to a certain age and it's like, okay, well, that is how it is now. So like, what are you gonna do? And it's just like, it's frustrating more than anything, but I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah, let's, I have to agree with you. I think the internet has not been a benefit in the world of dating. I and listen, I've never used it. I come from a generation where I met your dad while at work. He was an officer and so was I. Even though I didn't like him when I first met him. But as time progresses, here we are now under, I think this year's 32nd year of marriage.
I thought it was 33.
Well, now I'll have to do some calculating on that.
It's been so
Is it
long.
33? Yeah, it is 32
Yeah,
this
it is
year.
33.
And with the same man, that's pretty good too.
Round of applause.
We're the only ones left out of all the weddings we've gone to, and
Yeah,
there's been a
and
lot.
that's another thing, right? Divorce.
We're the only ones that are left, that are still married. I'm not perfect. Your dad's not perfect, but God knows that we understand that we're not perfect, and we have our little, little tidbits of or sessions of, goofballs. But that's not the point. I think that, and I will be very honest in saying this, I don't think the internet has been of any benefit
No.
to bringing people together. I think the internet is a place where people can hide who they really are, and that very, and I'm not saying this with a big, huge paintbrush, but I find that lots of insecure people will resort to the internet for dating
Yeah, I agree.
because they just don't have the skill to meet somebody, and I hate to say this, in the old-fashioned way,
Yeah,
but
no, but it's
you know what?
true.
There's something to be said about the old-fashioned way,
Yeah.
because you learn to get to know somebody instead of being How do I want to say this? Instead of seeing a fake facade of somebody
Yeah.
on the internet,
Yeah.
and then you go out on a couple of dates with that person from the internet, and you're going, "Oh my gosh, you're the biggest goof that I've ever met,"
Yeah.
and like, what do you do with it? So
Yeah.
I understand totally what you're going through. Your dad and I have always told you, don't worry about it. It's not something to worry about. And I know it frustrates you at
Yeah, but
times.
it's not even just me. Like, if it's there's a lot of girls, and I mean, I'm on TikTok, I'm on social media, I'm on all platforms, and there's a lot of girls who are in their late 20s now, and they're like, the time is ticking. But for men, right,
Yeah.
they can get a girl who's 10 years younger than them, and the
Yeah.
problem is not, there's no problem.
Right.
It's like, whoa, it's whatever. But if a girl goes for a guy who's 10 years younger than her, it's like, okay, something's wrong with her. Like, you know, and it's like, I understand because that's obviously been a generational thing. Like, you and dad are 7 years apart. Seven or six? Seven.
Six.
Six?
Six.
Okay, yeah. So, like, I mean, even then, that's not even that bad. But it's just like when people see that age gap, it opens a lot of opportunity for men, but not for women.
Yeah,
Right,
you're right.
because men can go for girls who are way younger, right, and the pool opens to 50
You're
more
right.
people,
You're right.
whereas like a woman, when she's that age, right, like the pool gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and your amount of patience and your amount of respect gets again smaller and smaller and smaller. Like, you don't have the time for someone to dangle like a fishing, you know, hook in front of you and be like, oh, are you gonna catch the worm? Like, you don't have time for that anymore, and it's just like really frustrating. Like, I told you about that one TikTok that I saw that made me like really upset about the lady with the wedding dress shopping.
Oh, and let's tell the listeners
Yeah.
about that one
Yeah.
particular TikTok because it was
So
interesting.
it was a girl, she works at a bridal salon, and this woman comes in, I think she was in her late 50s, and she's never been married, and she said, you know, I just want to try on a wedding dress to just feel what it would feel like if I was to get married, to maybe manifest marriage. And like, I feel like that is so apparent to this generation now, because like you and like you 33 years. Congratulations, right? But now it's like, you know, you get in two big arguments, and it's like, here's the divorce papers. Here's the papers. Like, nobody wants to put that work in anymore. And it's like, well, why not? And I mean, I get it. Like, I've dated a lot of people who, and I say this not to offend anyone, but who come from broken homes. You know, mom and dad divorced at a young age. It's always been mom's house or dad's house. And there's always been a divide. And it's like, you can never cultivate a proper relationship if you don't have a proper relationship to look at.
Right.
And like, maybe there are things that happen, whatever, but it's like, but how are you supposed to, like, you can watch as many movies, as many TV shows as you'd like, but like, that's not real life. Like, relationships are not, sometimes they are really not fun. And it's not just for a week, it could be for months. But it's the fact that you both made each other a promise where you're like, yeah, like, I'm gonna stick by your side. Because you've gone through all this stuff together, like, you know, and I'm like, it's just, it's unfair to walk away from the other person. And it's like, nobody has that anymore. Nobody has that mentality.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because the amount of people that do is such a fraction of what, like, the population of the
Yeah.
dating scene is.
And you know what's interesting too? I remember you telling me, like, you're looking at friends that you went to high school with. And what I find interesting too is there are girls that you know, and I say girls when they should be women. So
Yeah.
please, I'm using that very loosely and interchanging the two. But there are girls who are now, in your age bracket,
Yeah.
married with children
Yeah.
already at 21.
Yeah.
And that one takes you back too, because every time you see that, you're like,
Oh,
what
am
the
I falling
heck?
behind?
Well, is that how
Well,
you
it's not even,
feel?
well, no, it's not even that I'm falling behind, but like, I know who they're marrying, and I'm like, and I don't mean this to offend anyone, but I'm like, oh, you're settling. Because a lot of people don't want to put in the work, right? They don't want to put themselves out there, and it's an insecurity thing too, I think. And it's also a matter of like, oh, we've been together since grade 9. And it's like, okay, well, that's great, but like, have you experienced the world? Have you experienced other personalities, other personal traits? Like, have you done anything? And then you're just gonna decide you're gonna settle down, you're gonna bring a kid into the mix, which I have very opinionated thoughts on that one. And then give it 10 years, 15 years down the road, and it's like, oh, they divorced, right? Like, I'm not saying that, like, that's a terrible thing to do, but I am saying that why would you put yourself in that position in the first place if, like, you know that's the outcome, right? Like, and it frustrates me because I look at myself and I can't help but internalize and be like, why haven't I found anyone? Like, you know, why am I still single when this person who I know is an awful person, I went to school with them, they're not good by any means, and they get somebody, and yet there's me who, and I'm obviously not trying to boost myself or put myself on a podium, but like I would say I'm a pretty solid person. I can talk, I enjoy having a conversation. And yet it just feels like that's never rewarded. It feels like, and these girls that I'm talking about who are not good people, who are very rude, are good-looking girls, right? So it comes to me where it's like, oh, it's a surface thing. And then you go down a hole of negativity and you're like, okay, well, I could change that and I could change this. But at the end of the day, like, why? Why? Like, what is the point? Right? But it does make you feel like you're lagging and like that you're falling behind. Like, we'll talk about my brother. He's 25, 26, 25.
27.
Oof, that just shows you how close we are. But and he has someone who he adores, and it's never been a struggle for him to find somebody. And I think that's because he's a male. And I will say that right out in the open. I think that's because he's a male, because he can go for whatever he likes. Doesn't matter the age. Like, it doesn't matter, right? And for me, it's like, well, I can't be with a guy who's 5'5", because then there's a about a 6-inch difference, 7-inch, right? Something around there. I need someone who's stable. I need someone who's smart, who can engage in conversation, who's not all about themselves, who can understand and read emotions. And it's like, good luck finding that, because guess what? On dating apps, that's not exactly something you can punch in. And when you do, whoa, freak out, freak out. You're scaring people off. And it's just like, it's frustrating. Like, you feel, and I said this to my brother's girlfriend. I said, you know, I've come to terms with myself that maybe I'm more at peace alone than I am with someone else. Because it's because I've been alone my whole life, right?
But it seems to be that it's not only you feeling that way, because I know some
No.
of your friends are
Yeah.
the exact same,
Oh, 100%.
they think the exact same way as you
Yeah.
do, and that they've been down the same pathway,
Yeah.
and their comments about the guys that they have dated have been, if not the exact same thing as
Yeah.
what you're saying. And it's I often wonder if it's because women are more mature, younger, and is the generation of males that are coming through who are 21 and 22, have they been raised to be very different than what I was accustomed to? And
Yeah.
I'll give a little bit of a sample where when I relate to growing up, and I mean, very honestly, I'll be 60 this year. So when I look at the guys when they grew up, they weren't allowed to cry. They did have fights.
Yeah.
They did mock each other. They did,
Yeah.
you know, they did play fight. They got drunk. They got stoned. But
I mean,
now,
they still do.
but now what it is they're getting drunk and stoned.
Yeah.
But now what ends up happening is they're allowed to cry, and there's nothing wrong with being
Yeah,
allowed to cry,
but I
but
also.
it's almost like it's encouraged. Okay, if it hurts you, cry. And there's so many mama's boys,
Yeah.
like mummy boys and
Well, and
helicopter
here, and
parents. Like it's just holy
I'm
cow.
just gonna let you know this though, is that unemotionally of like okay, emotionally unavailable fathers create emotionally unavailable sons.
That's a very good point. That's a very good phrase because you know what? That is very, very, I
How
agree
are
with you.
they supposed to see someone who's a male model the behavior that women actually want if they don't have that in their life?
And you're very, very correct on that. You're very correct on that one.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Like it's not hard to figure out. I mean, mama's boys, the problem with mama's boys is the fact that they didn't get that emotional side from their father, so their mom almost overproduced that emotion, and now it's not that they're super emotional, but it's like they just don't understand what like real women are supposed to kind of model. Like they want someone who's like really over the top and very, everything's exacerbated, and it's like, but that's not real. That's not real, because if two people are working in a relationship, then it's not real. And I feel that, it's hard too for women when there's an emotionally unavailable male in their life, a father, because they seek that in every single male that they encounter. Some sort of emotion, right? And when that emotion arises, you go for that. That's immediately what you're drawn to. But that can sometimes be dangerous. And that can sometimes be self-harming, because you're drawn to this person who's showing you, oh, you're so pretty, these emotions, but you don't know that person. It's almost like, it's like when you're walking through the woods or on a path or something, and you're walking your heads upwards, and next thing you know, you trip over a root, right? Because you didn't see the root, but the root's there, but you didn't see it because your head's up. And it's like the same kind of feeling. And so I think that's a big factor. It's just like, we and there's nothing like, I'm not hating on your generation, because your generation's done, very well, but I hate the fact that, people create, it's nature versus nurture. You create what you produce, and it has created lots and lots and lots of people who are emotionally very messed up. They either don't know how to express their emotions, so they bottle everything up, and then it blows up and the relationship's over. A lot of the time that's, oh, we are so good, we're so good, and then something just happened. No, it's coming from my experience, there are definitely things leading up to that, but you're too afraid to say something, and then it just blows up and you're like, no, no more. And then the other person is so confused. Or you're a little too emotional, and then it's all on the table, and you get freaked out, and you're like, whoa, 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 never seen this before. Must abort mission, like, get me out of here. Or it's that they're so emotionally unavailable that you find it enticing, right? Oh, I want to see if I can crack the code. And it's just like, there are things in life, and they always say, that right person will come, blah, 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 blah. But I honestly, the more I get older, I don't think the right person, I don't think that's true. I think you don't meet the right person. You meet someone who's similar to you. It doesn't matter if they're identical in personality, but you accept each other. You understand that person's different than you. You understand that there's differences, and you understand that there's, gonna be things that divide you, but you look at it and you have an outlook that is open. It's not closed. It's not, it's just open. You realize these things. And again, that comes from maturity.
And you know what's interesting is you're going into a profession and probably quicker than you anticipate.
A little,
Tickling
yeah.
too. Which is you're following in the footsteps of your mom and dad.
The family business.
Well, yeah, but we don't own the business.
No. I mean, I wish we did.
But becoming a police officer.
Yeah.
And that has been a turnoff for certain guys too.
Yeah, it has.
And you have been blatantly told
Yeah.
by one of the people that,
I can't bring an officer home. Yeah.
sorry, can't do that. I can't even bring your parents home.
Yeah. And I think honestly, I think now I look back at it, I was morally offended. Right to my core, I was offended. I thought, how dare you? You know, it's a hard profession. It's not easy to get into this profession. And the people, if you only knew what officers were really like, you would smarten up and have some respect. And I also think that comes from overly emotional mothers.
Yes.
They need a woman who's, oh, I'll do this for you. Oh, I'll stay at home with the kids. I'm not raised like that.
No. And in all honesty, you aren't raised like
No.
that. Your dad and I raised you and your brother very differently, and I'm not saying bizarrely, but we did things that we watched our friends raise their kids.
Yeah.
And very much, I didn't know the phrase of helicopter parent. That was
Yeah.
not a term during that time where we
Yeah.
were watching people raise their kids, but it was very evident.
Yeah.
And your dad and I never wanted to be that way. We wanted you and your brother to understand that the door was always open. There was never anything that couldn't be discussed.
Yeah.
And that if we were angry, we wouldn't stay angry for longer than a
Yeah.
half an hour. And that you okay, so some things
Maybe a
maybe a
day.
little longer, but there was always that element of we understood that you were going to make mistakes because that is to be human.
Yeah.
I am not expecting perfection from you nor your brother. I have never expected perfection from anybody. I expect respect,
Yeah.
and I expect that you treat others with respect. And if somebody doesn't treat you with respect, it's there's the door and let me give you a boot out of it so that
Let me
you can
push you and
leave.
make it a little easier. Yeah.
And that's just the way that we have raised you and your brother. And so for you to have that opinion about the one particular guy that said, oh, it's because well, he even said you were a police officer and
Yeah, I'm not. I
you're
don't
not.
have a badge. I've never. Yeah, I'm
But
not there yet.
that whole line, I remember you phoning me and saying, amongst a few choice words, like how dare he even say that?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the reality check of
Yeah.
that your profession will also turn off
Yeah. And I think
people.
also seeing a woman in a uniform and a badge enforcing the law, it's not, it almost goes, and I think it's a masculine approach.
Yeah, it's a man's world.
And men fear someone who's at their level, because there's always been a power struggle.
Yeah.
There's always been a power struggle. We can deny it as much as we like, but there's always been one, right?
Yeah.
Men on top, women on the bottom. That's always how it's been. So when a woman goes, I don't really think that's going to be the order of my life, and they go, I'm going to be, at least if not, I'm going to be a little under you, or I'll be your equal. It makes men frantic. They don't know how to handle that because they've never seen that, and they don't quite understand what that will entail, what that will look like. You know, if I want it this way, how am I going to get my way if she also has just as much say?
But that's the way. So what I have found is that men have a problem with women who are in a position or a job that has where they have authority. And we can say it's power, we can say it's authority, same
Yeah.
basket. Now there have been women that I have worked for where
They succumb to the authority or the
they have
power.
really
Yeah.
taken it on to be like they're the she version of the knight in shining armor, kind of, the King Arthur's table. They're the power, they're the And that is a turn off,
Yeah.
because I even find that a turn off with men. It's
Yeah.
just a generic turn off. But there are, and you will meet people who will, when you say what you do as a profession, they will view you
Differently.
totally
Yeah,
differently.
and I mean, like, that's what I've signed up for.
Totally differently.
I'm not, in the dark on what I've signed up for.
Right.
I know this is what's going to
Yeah.
happen. I know there's going to be times on the shift where there's going to be a male who's married and he's going to be like, "Well, I don't want to work with her because my wife's
Oh, I
intimidating."
had that.
Yeah,
I
right?
had that.
And
I
it's just
had
like,
that.
or there's going to be times where I might be, of a higher rank than somebody else, like you were, and they don't listen to your demands.
Absolutely.
And it's like, well, that's so funny because if I had, a male's appendage, you would be listening to me right now.
Absolutely. And it's very, very true. I do recall a time where I had to wait in the car while the partner, and I'm not saying my husband, but my work partner
Yeah.
went in and took an hour for dinner and did not invite me into their house.
Yeah.
And it was the most humiliating, demeaning thing
Yeah.
I have ever gone through because I never view myself as being different.
Yeah.
I view us as doing the same job. I'm just the female version and they're the male.
Exactly.
But
Exactly.
that is the part of, and I'm just going to come back to the relationship part where you will, and we've talked about this, you will find that there will be guys who will be totally intimidated by the profession that you will go
And I
into.
mean, already now, just by the way that I look and the way I carry myself, every single guy I've ever run into or had any connection with will say right off the bat, "You are intimidating. I am afraid to talk to you."
Yeah.
And that's why I believe that my personality has become so humble, like, so open-minded, because I'm not a person to be scared of. I know I may look a little bit more intimidating than the next female, but doesn't mean that I am not an easy person to talk to. Doesn't
Right.
mean that, there's something wrong with me or like, I'm gonna be, for nicer words, a witch with a B. But that's just not the case. And I think that that's another misconception. And I think that's also immaturity, surface, your appearance. And like, men are also threatened by women who meet them, like,
Who are pretty.
well, not just pretty, but I think that men are threatened by a woman who can stand on her own 2 feet, who can say, "Yeah, I'm not doing that." It's almost, for me personally, and I've seen it many times, I've had friends who go, "Yeah, oh yeah, I'll do that, yeah." And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "No, I'm not gonna do that. Like, why would I do that? That's ridiculous." And it becomes threatening because it's like, she's not gonna listen to me. She's not gonna take my authority. So how else am I gonna deal with this conversation?
And
Right?
you know what? It's good that you've discovered that at the young age of 21 and
I think
not,
I'm a little beyond my years.
yeah, and
And that might also be hard.
you know what? But I don't think there's any harm in that.
No, yeah.
I think you really do have to go into this world, especially now where everything comes fast and furious
Yeah.
thanks to the internet. I think that you have to really be on your tippy toes and you really do have to watch out for yourself
Yeah.
and what's good for you. Policing will open up a whole whack load of doors because
And I
it's a
also think the
different
fact is like
environment.
we're all like-minded and the fact that we're all in the same job.
And you know what? You're going to meet your stupid people in the job too.
Mom, I already meet them everywhere. It's not
But
difficult.
you know, but what I do hope is that you do not get
Discouraged.
let down
Yeah.
by your way of thinking now in envisioning that as being what it's going to be,
Yeah.
because I'm going to tell you that there is a whole world out there still
Yeah.
waiting to be discovered for you. And it's not via internet dating, which I think is just such a, it's the same like somebody putting a comment on an internet. You know, they can put the comments all they want about somebody's post because it's a hidden, right? It's nobody sees who they are, and it's like a cowardly act of, unless it's a nice comment, like I like this, then I get it. But if they're putting comments, and we all know that some people have a really sly and sneaky dark side, and they put really hard comments on there. And I just find that the dating apps are the same way. These people probably couldn't walk up to somebody in the middle of the street and say, "Hey, I really like you, and let's go out for a coffee." They hide through the internet, and it's like the old Sears catalog thing. They just flip
Yeah,
pages and
exactly.
oh.
What I'm gonna add that to my checkout. Like, I'm gonna add that to the cart, add that to the cart,
Yeah,
add
like
that to
your
the cart.
Amazon
But
analogy is perfect.
will I purchase it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't
Yeah,
really know.
you're right. You're right. And you know what? Life is not an Amazon purchase list.
No, it's not.
Life is life. And at some point, as I always say, to every empire, there's a crumble. The circle is always round,
Round.
and at some point in time, this too shall explode and fizzle out because it's not working, and people are frustrated, and people are really upset about it, and it hurts people's feelings. And so, you know, your outlook towards life is very interesting and very different. And that's why I thought this was a good topic for us to talk about, because I view life very differently than you do. And then when you have kids, your kids will view life and dating very differently. They may never even think about dating anymore. I think about some of the Asian countries like China and Japan.
Where it's all arranged.
They're, well, it's not even arranged. They're not even interested in it. So, you know, it's just the different type of lifestyle that they're already seeing over there. So, you know, it's just an interesting topic, and I'm happy we did a talk about this and just had a casual, well, a 45-minute chat about it.
Mom, we can have 45-minute chats about everything. It doesn't take much.
But is there anything else that you want to add to this that, you know, maybe a summation
Yeah,
phrase?
100%. For all my single ladies out there. It will happen. You might stumble across it. It might fall into your lap. But it one day it will happen. And I think if you just keep that in the back of your mind and you hold on to that, some it will come. Don't dim yourself down. Don't dumb yourself down. Don't try to enhance yourself. Just simply be who you are, because you will find someone who will accept that. And that's what I tell myself every single day, because that is what makes me. And there's no point in changing yourself if, you know, there's that saying, right? Don't fix it if it's not broken. And I think that that's something this generation really from dating needs to look at and realize, is that we don't need to date online. We don't need to do all this stuff, because the way that happened in the past should transfer over to now, because it wasn't broken. It didn't need fixing. It didn't need speeding up. It didn't, we didn't need to accelerate the process. Just let it happen. And I think that's really, that's something that lives within me, and that's something that I carry with me every day. So that's kind of my tidbit on the whole thing. But
Yeah, and I think that pretty much sums up how life should be. Don't become something that you're not.
Because eventually the wall, eventually the stone will crack. You can only pretend to be someone for so long. And you're gonna get exhausted trying to hold up this fake image, and they're gonna get exhausted from trying to understand who this person really is.
I agree with you.
So,
Well, thank you very much, Paige.
you're so welcome.
I appreciate your honesty and your openness, and Hopefully those who will listen to this will understand and have learned a little bit more about the world of
Yeah.
through the eyes of a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
And thank you. And this ends my podcast for this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.